Welcome to The Creative Brief. I'm Hannah Fitz, brand strategist and business coach at hannahfitz.com. In this module, we talk about the visual manifestation of your brand, which includes your website and, of course, your photo shoot. So let's dive right in. Your website and photography are the physical and visual representations of your brand. These are more than just beautiful designs. They are stories and a way to communicate your message and connect with your ideal customer. You know, I think you may have realized by now that in branding, everything is about storytelling. We tell stories through pictures, through words, through symbols, through shapes. Everything is about telling a story that will emotionally connect with your ideal customer and send off the right message of what your brand can do for them and why they need to be associated with it. You can create an irresistible brand that attracts the right clients through your brand image. For most business owners, this is the very exciting part of their brand development, the photo shoot and the website. But it can also be very frustrating. Particularly for the service-based business with no physical product, this is what will help your ideal clients recognize and connect with your brand. It is where the brand comes alive. More than a storyteller, your website is a 24-hour salesperson. Often, this is the first encounter with your brand for new prospects. With good planning and execution, you can fulfill your objectives of reaching the right people through your brand image. You see, your website is a critical tool in helping you achieve your goals in your business. You also need to see it as a place to create a brand experience. Remember, marketing and branding is not about products. It is about experiences. Now, gone are the days where a website was just a brochure just for online presence. Your website can be a money-making tool. It can help you reach customers and convert sales for you. So let's get started on planning your website. One of the first steps, which if you already have it, great. If you don't, please secure the domain name for your business. Regardless of whether you are ready to build your website now or not, buy it right away. The last thing you want is someone owning the domain name that you truly crave and charging you a premium price for it. In countries like the United States, having a .com is almost a default domain. A customer is more likely to run over to Google and type in whatever your business name is and .com. However, in Europe, for instance, take like Italy, most businesses use the country-level domain .it or .it. It really depends on where your target client and market is. But having a .com plus whatever country-level domain you choose can have its benefits in helping you reach global customers. Some website hosting companies will allow you to register your domain name with them for free upon signing up, but you can also independently purchase your domain name from several companies out there. I have put together a nice guide for you on how to select a hosting company, because I remember my own process of frustrated trying to figure out what I need to look for in selecting a great host, and also seeing it with other clients as well in going through decision making. So I've put together a checklist of things that you should look for, which I hope will make your job a lot easier. If you're going to rely on your designer to select a hosting company for you, I still recommend that you check out the checklist that's in the members area, because it is very important that you are aware of the process too. The second step in creating your website before you even look at the design is to clarify the purpose of your website. It is very important that very early on you define the purpose of your website and what you hope to accomplish with it. Having a website is more than just creating a web presence. It is a great sales tool for your business, and if done correctly, you can derive serious ROI with it. It will also assist you in making the right decisions on the platform that you select in creating your website and those must-have features that you require. Once you've clarified your purpose and you know that you need certain things, You will be able to look at several hosting companies. You'll be able to look at several website design templates and see which one is best to help you accomplish that specific purpose. So I've put together some questions in your workbook, and you can answer them in terms of clarifying your website purpose. Once you've done that, you then need to clarify the user experience. After all, you're building a website to interact with your ideal clients. And so you must be concerned with, what are these people looking for when they come to my website? What type of experience are they trying to have? What experience do I want them to have? And so I've also put together a few key questions to help guide you through the process of clarifying your user experience, which will really serve you well in the design process of your website. After you've done that, step four is musing. Musing, of course, as you can see, is one of my favorite parts of building any aspect of your brand, because you can gain such great inspiration and ideas from others around you. So again, you can look at 3 to 5 companies in your industry or just companies globally that you absolutely love the style of their website, and you'd like to draw some inspiration on the functionality, the colors, or maybe the way that the template, the layout, and draw on it for your own website. And there are some forms in your workbook to guide you through this. Once you've done that, then it's time for you to look at the template that you'll select, because you'll have clarity on the purpose of your website, what user experience you're trying to accomplish, and what features are must-have features for you, what you like and dislike of other websites, and what you'd like to bring together for your own. Now, I am really a fan of WordPress because there's so much support for it. Plugins are endless, and you can almost add any feature you want on your WordPress website. It's just amazing. You can get a WordPress template starting at $59. There are also themes for free. But I do recommend that if you want additional features, you may have to buy the pro version of whatever template you select. The fee is not for hosting, it is only for the template design, and you then have to go in and customize it. Whether you're working with a designer or DIY, having an idea of the layout you want can help both you and the designer go through the process. So I've put a list of places where you can get some really nice WordPress themes. These are some of my favorite go-to places. And you can check them out and see what layout or looks suit your brand or what you'd like to have. And maybe narrow them down and talk to your designer about creating exactly what you want. Another option for creating great websites is Squarespace. They're building a lot of momentum, and I've seen a lot of great websites coming from them. Again, the plugin options are not like WordPress, but there are a lot of third-party software and programs online that you can use in collaboration with these websites, so it definitely isn't a problem. Building a website from scratch can be a frustrating process for a lot of people. Having a professional designer to help you through that process can be a big advantage, especially if you don't know how to build a website. The fifth thing I think that is so important in your website development process is your navigation or menu. Your website navigation can play a key role in helping you rank in search engines and get more traffic. I've put together some best practice guidelines to help you really put together an epic navigation. You should try to limit the number of items in your navigation to a maximum of 5 to 7. According to research, our short-term memory can hold up to 7 items at a time. More than 7 would look cluttered and clunky to the user. Avoid using generic labels in your navigation, words like product, service, who are we? Instead, think about building for SEO. Try to get Google keyword phrases that will help you rank your page. Whatever appears first and last on the navigation will capture the attention of your audience. This is called the primacy and recency effect by psychologists. What this really means is that the primacy effect states that whatever a person sees first, they will remember. And whatever they see last or at the end, they will remember best. And so because we read left to right, whatever you place first from the left to right, people will remember it. And so your most important product or action on the website should appear first on the menu. So really pay attention to that when you're doing your website navigation design. For most service-based businesses in the coaching and consulting world, you would need pages on your menu, like, and I've used a generic term, but as I said, you can replace that with keywords. But just to give a general idea, you can have your about page. Some people call it their story, journey, whatever you want to call it, services, testimonials, contact, and blogs. Now, I've put together, again, a worksheet, which I think you should go through the questions, and it really takes you through the process of planning your top-level menu and the pages that it should lead to. And this will really help your designer and make their work a lot easier in terms of planning your website design. A guide to creating your content for your key pages, your homepage. This is like the welcome mat. This is the place where people arrive first. If it was a physical store, it would be your storefront, the show window that lures them to come in and explore more. So think of your homepage as a show window. You really want it to showcase the best of what you have to offer and really guide people through the process of exploring more. It is one of the most important pages on your website, and it is usually the first place a visitor will land. Let your prospect know three things: who you are, what you do, and why you do it best. Keep the design clean with high-resolution images and easy to navigate. Avoid adding too many images, long paragraphs. And your homepage should also include a compelling headline. The compelling headline is really going to be a key message that is meant to grab your user's attention. And so you should try to highlight one big idea that your customer will feel emotionally connected to. Use powerful words. Consider their greatest desire, dreams, and really translate that into a one sentence that really captures what you do and what they desire in a powerful way. Recently, I visited the Apple.com homepage, and there it was, their bold headline, "A Touch of Genius Advertising the MacBook Pro." Now, this is a compelling headline. It grabs your attention, and it sort of tells you what you can expect from their new product. So you really want it to be something. It doesn't have to be long. It's just one short, powerful statement that really gives the user something to think about, the visitor to your website, something to think about, or the desire to explore more. So I've put in the workbook for you to work through this process. You should also include calls to action on your homepage. So whether you include like a free gift, a giveaway, an ebook, maybe a checklist, or maybe you ask people to sign up to your newsletter, you should have some sort of call to action on your homepage. You highlight feature products and services. So again, this is the what you do part. You should probably have like, you can add feature boxes or displays where you show highlights of your signature products or three or four of your key products that you want people to learn more about. You also want to establish expert positioning. Why are you an authority on this subject, and who have you helped get results? You should showcase your testimonials. It is a great way to build trust with your ideal customers and send a clear message that your solutions are the best fit for them. Include credibility builders like your awards and features in influential publications. Including these on your homepage can contribute to conveying authority and building trust. You can also highlight your recent blog post on your homepage and social media button. Never lose sight of the core purpose of your homepage, which is to get people to go deeper and explore more and perhaps ultimately make a purchase from you while on the website or take a particular action. So you really want to make it compelling enough. You want to highlight the things that are most important to your business on the homepage so that they can see upfront what you have to offer and go deeper and explore more and get more information into whatever you're showcasing. Always remember to use you. Embrace the power of you and your. Speak to one person and speak powerfully to their needs. Make connections through your words. The About page is meant to tell the story of your brand and to build connection with your audience. Some short guidelines on that. Everybody's About page may be different and it all depends on your industry. But you want to include the reader within your story. You want to take them in and show relatability. You want to be authentic and share what you stand for. You also want to share your professional journey. There's nothing like a great story to build connection, trust, and rapport, especially when it is authentic. This is one thing I admire about Italian brands. They really understand storytelling. I remember while I lived there, I was just caught up in the journey of these producers, especially niche designers, who gave the story and the history of their company and how it came to be. And once you got in touch with that story, you almost felt a part of it. You felt connected to it. Stories are powerful, so remember to tell a great story and tell a story that has meaning to your ideal client. This is why storytelling is becoming one of the biggest and most effective marketing tools today. It allows your customer to get to know your brand on a deeper and emotional level. It makes the brand relatable, and as humans, finding situations that we can relate to is a core part of our own DNA. You also want to use some compelling headlines on your About page. Make it visual. Don't use too many large paragraphs. Break it up. Add pictures. And you also want to put your biography, so maybe a short bio on your About page with your photo. Tips for your other pages. You want to stay focused on the needs and the desires of your ideal client. You want to use the words you. You want to sound conversational when you write. Drop the business jargon. It is hard to connect with and to relate to. This was an area that I had to work on and really reconnect with my authentic voice because I came from a very corporate environment. I worked in the banking industry for about 3.5, almost 4 years. And we were very formal. We spoke like as per this email. And so I was very used to using corporate jargon and very uptight and very technical words to describe everything. But I had to reconnect with my inner storyteller and just let my voice sound shine through. And I always remind myself, how would I speak to my friend, my best friend, or a family member? And, you know, you just get into that role. You get into the role of speaking to someone in a relaxed tone, not using very technical words, but words that they can understand. You know, you always want to simplify things and not overcomplicate it for your readers and for your visitors. The simpler the message, the easier they will connect with it, and the better you will have an opportunity to build a long-term relationship with that client. Ensure that you have a clear call to action with attractive buttons. Maintain consistency in the use of colors, fonts, and style of writing across your website. Embrace the power of white spaces. Yes, they are your friend. Please leave some white spaces in, or else things start to look cluttered and people, it's not great for them to keep reading and encourage them to stay on your site. All right, and remember to break up paragraphs and make text easier to read. So that's it for the website aspect of your brand. Go through the workbook. The workbook is divided into two parts, so you need to download both workbooks. And part one is related to the website, and part two is related to the photo shoot, which we're going to dive into right now. Planning your branded photo shoot can be such an exciting part of your journey. I remember my own photo shoot, and it was such an exciting process. And I know that not just my photo shoot for my website, but from my experience of being an editor-in-chief of a magazine, it can be very rewarding if you're very organized. That is key to a great photo shoot, having all your ducks in a row and having a clear vision of what you're trying to create. We've heard this before. A picture is worth 1,000 words. And in branding, pictures tell stories. This is why top luxury brands all over the world use powerful images to get us to lust over their latest products and services. I'm sure you've experienced it. You look through a magazine and you see those amazing photos that really just call your name because the style, the mood, everything speaks to you, and you can actually see yourself using the product because of the context that it was placed in the photograph. And so that's what you really want to do with your own photo shoot. You want to create context for your brand and you want to tell a great story. The image is everything, and having photos is what's going to really make your website. You can have a great website template and very bad photos, and you won't have an epic looking signature brand. And so you really want to pay attention to detail when it comes to your photo shoot and get this area right. Your photos should incorporate your brand personality, and it should incorporate the emotions and the mood that you want to set. It is worth both time and deliberate effort. I want to help make your photoshoot experience as smooth as possible so that you can have it all figured out, and what you need to worry about is finding a great venue, what to wear, and who to do the job of taking your photos. Here are some essential factors you need to consider before you even step in front of the camera. You need to clarify your photo story. How do you want your ideal clients to feel when they visit your website? What do you want people to know about you, your personality, and your lifestyle? You should really try to create a theme for your photo shoot. So sort of create a storyboard around it. What is the main message or story that you're trying to tell creatively through your photo shoot? I have put some questions in the workbook, and you can go through this and fill out the forms and really get clear about your photo story and what message you want to come through powerfully through your photographs. Once you've done that, you really need to take some time to take into consideration the locations you want to use. Now, depending on your contract with the photographer, you may have a one location contract or you may have a multiple location contract. Obviously, it is really what is feasible within the time frame that you have allocated to you for this photo shoot. Again, when choosing the location, you want to take into consideration the scenes that will give you the mood, connection, and play a key role in bringing to life the story that you're trying to tell. It really must embody the personality of your brand and aspects of the lifestyle that you want to bring forward. You really also want to ensure that the location is on brand. You want to take into consideration any fees that may be involved in using the location, or permissions or permits needed for that location. Now, one of the things that might be useful for you to consider is having a lawyer prepare a location release for you. That way, you get the location to sign off on you using the photographs with their likeness in it, with their property likeness in it. This could be very important, and you want to make sure that you cross all your T's and dot all your I's. So look into that and ensure that you have them sign any release forms that are needed. If you're using any models to support as prop to support your photo shoot, you also want your models to sign off on a release form. You need to book your venue, perhaps in advance, because it may or may not be available on the day that you're planning your photo shoot. So as early as possible, try to book the venue. You also want to do some musing. Again, I love musing because it really gives you perspective, and sort of you might have in your head some idea, but somehow you can't seem to articulate it. But if you see it, then you're like, this is it. So you can go over to Google and search for images of maybe 3 or 4 celebrities or iconic personalities that you admire and you think best embody the style that you're trying to create. It may be other brands and past campaigns that they've used. You're really not stealing the ideas, you're using it as inspiration again. I do suggest creating at least 2 different types of mood boards, one for your hair and makeup, And I want to remind you not to get too carried away in creating some new hairstyle, some fantastical look that you probably would never wear. Remember to bring you into the equation. You don't want to look at those photos a month or two from now and say, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? These photos will last you for a while, and so you want it to be as iconic and timeless as possible and true to your personal sense of style. Let you shine through. You want to figure out who will do your hair and makeup. The second mood board will be your art direction mood board. And this is where you put into context things like your wardrobe and the scenery and backdrops for your photo shoot. So you may want to take into consideration different types of poses that you want to use, the different settings, what will you be doing in the photo shoots in that particular location or in that particular scene. Think of it as a movie. You're like the director of your own movie. Set different mood boards of what the scenes are in your own epic movie, which is your photo shoot. On average, you may receive 200 photos from your photographer. However, they may only edit 20 to 40 photos depending on your contract. Be sure to clarify what you're getting in that contract when you speak to your photographer. I suggest selecting a few photos, maybe 1 to 3, which will be used consistently in your marketing to create stronger brand recognition. Again, it is repetition that creates recognition. And so you want to have those 1 to 3 iconic photos that you use consistently so that people can associate it very strongly with your brand. Of course, you'll have other photos that you can use in special campaigns and also in your social media post, but ensure that your more permanent photos that you select, a few that are used consistently. You want to also ensure that you get these three types of photos: a headshot, an image for your sales page, and the brand result photo. Now, the brand result photo is exciting because this is where you create a photo that reflects the lifestyle of your client. What is your client trying to achieve? Remember, your job is to take them from A to B. So that photo must reflect the B, where they're going to be and what they can expect their life to look like. Yes, you are building dreams through your brand and you're fulfilling the desires of your customers. And you have to do that through your photos as well. So I've also put in some questions in the workbook and I recommend that you go through that. Let's talk about wardrobe. Once you have your mood board, you can now work on your wardrobe selection for the shoot. This can be both fun and frustrating because I know you're going to be trying to put your best foot forward and you want to make your photographs look great, and you might start to overthink it. Don't overthink it. Keep calm. Where possible, work with a stylist who can make it easier. Here are some tips. Again, don't do anything too weird. You want to stick to the style that is truly you, or a style that really reflects who you want to be. Become the woman that you've always dreamt of being in your photo shoot. Maybe you already have a fabulous wardrobe, or maybe you need to buy some new clothing. But there are also the options of renting some stylish high-end pieces to give your photos a high-quality look with well-tailored clothing. Working with a professional stylist can give your wardrobe planning an edge. Someone who can objectively look at the big picture of what you're trying to achieve and help you select the right clothing to suit your vision. So you can go through, again, creating the type of moods you want to project through your photos and fill that out in your workbook. Another thing that can make your photo shoot really amazing is having props. I met a prop stylist many years ago, and this was when I was just starting my magazine, and it was really exciting to see how props can really transform a setting and add value to the photo and really help tell the story. So really think about the props you want to incorporate in your photos and how it will contribute to your message, and get the right props and remember to pack them and take them with you if you can't get them already available at the venue that you're using. Once you've figured out your wardrobe, your props, you have your mood boards in order, it's time to contact photographers, right? You can select a few photographers and compare their portfolio to ensure that the style of photos that they're taking are consistent with what you're trying to accomplish through your own photo shoot. This can help you determine the photographer that is right for you. Once you have made your decision, you can continue the planning process with your photographer's guidance. It really is important that you get your photographer involved in things like doing a site visit wherever possible. And I can tell you from my own experience, going to the site with my photographer, we were able to look at the scenes that I had on my mood board and really compare it to the actual venue, see what worked in terms of lighting, what time of day would be best to capture the photo, the particular shot that I wanted to achieve. So having that discussion and planning ahead can really get you thinking and really have you better prepared for your day, so that you're not ending up with too many surprises. And also another thing that I should mention was that my venue, I selected the venue based on their website and the photos that they had available. But when I got there, several rooms had been redesigned. And so this really led me to change the creative direction slightly of many of the shots that I had planned to suit what was available to me, because I still loved the venue and it still ended up being beautiful. But I had to sort of rework the art direction to suit what was available. So it's very important that you incorporate a site visit before the actual day of your shoot. Contingency planning. Very important. On the day of my photo shoot, it rained like a hurricane was on the way. It rained nonstop. We could not do any outdoor shots. This had to be canceled and rescheduled for another day. Now, you may not always have that opportunity depending on the conditions that you're working with your photographer. Maybe they're flying in from another country, or you're flying in, or you're both on very tight schedules. So you really want to have a contingency plan in place, especially for outdoor photos. Think about the other costs that may be involved in your photo shoot. Things like food and transportation. Will you need to cater for lunch for your photographer and the other people on your team on set? Or is it included in their fees? Take that into consideration, because you don't want any surprises on the day of your photo shoot. I've also incorporated in the workbook in part two, the photo shoot budget. So you can put a breakdown of all the costs. I've put some costs that I think are very likely that you'll encounter, but you can feel free to add some more if you think that there are others that you'll run into. But it's very important that you take into consideration almost every factor and plan for it ahead. This is what's going to help you create a flawless execution on the day of your photo shoot. Things might go wrong, things may not go as planned, and while you're shooting, you're going to change up ideas, but at least you're going to get something as close to or better than you planned. I've also put together a photo shoot day checklist. So you can go through that checklist, and I've incorporated a list of things that we might tend to forget, like having a small snack bag with you because you might get hungry moving from location to location. Things like sunscreen, insect repellent, and even having a small medicine emergency kit just in case. Keep it with you when you're packing your bag for the photo shoot, and go through it and ensure that you have everything that you need. You should probably, where possible, have a spa treatment the day before your photo shoot, because it will really help you bring in your most luxuriant skin on camera. I've added some wardrobe tips. You may want your stylist to assist you with this process. Taking photos with your phone while wearing the outfit can give you an idea of how it will look photographed. You also want to be true to you. I remember when I chose the red dress on my homepage for my photo shoot, the people that I showed it didn't like it. And I followed my gut because I knew it was the look that I wanted. And once they saw the photograph, they loved it. So really stay true to you and your own personal style and your vision. I'm spending time on this subject because really your wardrobe is going to shape your photo shoot. It's going to add to the mood and the attitude and the personality that shines through on your website. Try not to coordinate too much and be too matchy-matchy. Keep in mind where on your website you're going to place the photo and the message you want to convey for that particular page. You also want to ensure that your clothing complements your body and accentuates your best features. Avoid clothing that is too loose fitting or too big. These tend to make the photo look sloppy, especially if you're not very tall. Solid colors are always a great way to create timeless photos. However, if you're going to use print, ensure that it goes with the mood of your photograph and it doesn't look too busy in the location that you will use it. If you choose to wear a winter jacket, coat, or blazer, remember to take some shots without it, as those photos will be on your website 365 days in the year, and you need to have a look that resonates with your target audience or something that represents their ideal lifestyle. Ensure that your undergarments are appropriate for the clothing that you will wear and avoid wearing revealing bra straps and lacy underwear that does not leave smooth lines on your clothing. You don't need to wear the same color shoes and dress. Classic white is always a winner, especially on dark skin tones. Go for timeless styles. Walk with additional clothing or styles for the day of your photo shoot just in case there is a change in plan or scenery, because weather or any other factor can come up, so be ready. Some additional tips for your photo shoot. Remember to leave negative space. Ensure that you take some photos standing on the very right with negative space on the left so that you have a location for your logo and compelling headline when you place it on your website or any text that you may want to overlay on the photo. The photos you use for your header should be landscape and in high resolution format. You may want to take some standing in the middle of the frame as well, depending on the general artistic direction of your photo shoot and the layout of your website. Pay attention to body language. Women should be mindful of letting your feminine side shine through your photos. Pay attention to having soft hands and a relaxed feminine pose. Photos are also a great way to tell people what action to take on your website. You may want to take some photos looking to the left, looking to the right, looking up, or even down. You may also want to humanize your photos by having natural laughing scenes, again, depending on the mood of your brand. Leaning shots are also great options. Leaning on a desk, a table, or leaning forward or back laughing. Remember, you are still positioning yourself as the expert and competent professional, so add some power shots to the mix. Once you have your wardrobe together, practice your poses in the mirror and take some shots with your phone to see how it looks. If you are wearing pants, look out for unwanted bulging at the crotch or skirts that are too tight and riding up. Go through your checklist and ensure that you have everything you need. On the day of your photo shoot, you may want to have an assistant on hand to help you dress and set up so you are not overworked and overwhelmed trying to do everything yourself. If you are working with a stylist, even better. Congratulations! You have come to the end of the Creative Brief Brand Image Masterclass. I applaud you for going all the way on this journey and for staying committed to building a signature brand that is truly you and that you can be proud of. You'll feel so much more confident selling and referring people to your website, handing out your business cards when you have an image that you know is world-class and you are very proud of. Customers, ideal clients will be attracted to you. You will attract the right people if you execute it in the right way. I wish you all the best on your journey to creating a signature brand and business that you love and a lifestyle for freedom. Cheers to your epic life.